Chapter 11, Supported Employment.
Having a job is very important to many men and women with learning difficulties. Even people with very severe learning difficulties can get jobs, provided they are given the right training and support. In recent years, we have learnt a lot about how to help people
get a job,
learn how to do the job,
keep on enjoying the job and doing it well.
Supported employment is a good way to help people get jobs because
it is person-centred.
It finds out what the person's interests are. It then finds the right job for the person, in the right organisation, in the right work surroundings.
People get real jobs.
There are jobs that employers need to pay somebody to do. The worker must do the job to the standard the employer needs. So the worker is helping to make the business a success.
It is an ordinary working life.
On-the-job training is very important. The person learns the skills necessary for that job.
It helps the person learn to take risks.
It provides opportunities for people with disabilities to spend time with non-disabled workmates.
It increases the amount of money people have to spend.
How supported employment can improve services.
Although supported employment can cost a lot of money at the beginning, after a few years it costs less because
as workers need less support, less money is spent in paying staff to support them.
As workers need less support, staff can work with more people in the same amount of time.
As more people get jobs and move out of day centres, fewer people go to the day centre. This gives day centre staff more time to work with people who don't wish to or cannot get a job. Services can get extra money for supported employment, for example, from the European Social Fund, the Access to Work Scheme, and Training and Enterprise Council funding. Through a job, people can make new friends and get involved in new leisure and recreational activities.
Problems in providing more supported employment.
A number of things stop services being able to get jobs for more people. Sometimes it is because employment agencies aren't working well, but more often it is because of government policies about work and benefits. Too often the person with learning difficulties has to choose between having a job or having benefits. It is difficult to gradually reduce benefits as a person earns more in wages. If a person loses his or her job, it can take a long time to get back on benefits. The system for employing people does not allow for the fact that some disabled people can work well at some times, but may be too ill at other times. Sometimes there are problems because services don't understand what employers want. Services may think employers should give a person a job out of pity or charity, but employers need people who can do jobs well and help to run their businesses successfully.
What helps?
We need to
make sure that services and employers work together and learn to understand each other. Change the way money is used to provide supported employment.
Change the way benefits are organised so that disabled people can more easily take up job opportunities.